Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about God's presence always being with us, never avoidable, nowhere to hide, and how that ought to be an encouragement to us, though at times I suspect it's, well, maybe a bit intimidating. There are times we would just as soon not be noticed for what we're doing, for what we're thinking, for what is in our heart and our mind. But this realization that God is ever present, always aware, is one that ought to challenge us to pay closer attention to what goes on inside as we consider what it looks like for God to be ever present. We're kind of unwrapping a good part of Psalm 139. David has this conversation, and it's in a sense as he's reminding himself that God's there. And sometimes we need that reminder. Today we're going to talk and pray specifically about God being ever present in darkness and in light. Psalm 139, verses 11 and 12. The psalmist writes and says, "If I say, well, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me. Even the darkness will not be dark to you, God. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you." Think about that scripture. I think about God declaring that He is light, that in Him there is no darkness. And I think sometimes we get the idea that we can find those dark areas and go unnoticed. I think about John's image of Revelation and the statement that there is no sun or moon, there's no need for it because God is the light. And that is a light which dispels all darkness. There isn't a need to bring in auxiliary lighting for the edges, at the corners, or for the dark spaces of heaven. Because there isn't any. And the psalmist recognizes that even if I try to slide under the radar, I try to find a little corner that's, well, not lit up very well, to God, that's just as light as the center of the room. And when we live life with that awareness that the places we call dark aren't really all that successful in hiding us, then we begin to live with or at least ought to live with a realization that I probably need to pay better attention. When I think about us trying to hide in the darkness, that somehow God won't see me, He won't find me. I think about young children especially that begin to learn that game of hide and seek or that game of peekaboo. And in those early stages, the belief or the understanding, not a correct belief or understanding, but if I can't see you, you can't see me. And so they'll hide in ways that their eyes are hidden, their face might be hidden, but the rest of them are kind of sticking out behind the obstacle that they're hiding behind. And that's kind of the way we do it with God. If I enter the darkness, whether it's a physical darkness where people can't see me all that well, or whether it's a spiritual or emotional darkness that is a separation from God, from my side, if I'm involved in this, God can't see me. If I find myself so down that I can't see God, then I'm invisible to Him. And I think the enemy wants to convince us of that. That it's too late, we're too far gone, that we're completely unreachable. God's Word tells us to encourage one another, to pray for one another, to be those brothers and sisters to one another that we need, and to do so all the more as we see the day of Christ's return approaching. And why does He tell us to do that? Well, He says we need to do that because the days in which we live are evil. The Bible consistently compares the evil of the day with darkness, the deeds of darkness, the things that we try to do without getting caught, the things that we try to do under the cover of darkness so that people don't see. And so many times when we consider those things in our life, and sometimes they're actions of ours that, well, are wrong, and so we try to hide them. But other times it's those things in our life, those emotions, those feelings that begin to drag us down, and we simply, not that we've done anything wrong necessarily, but we don't want people to see us so depressed, so discouraged, so vulnerable. And even in the darkness of the hiding that we do, in the darkness of despair that separates us from people, the good news is God's presence is with us. He's not left us nor abandoned us, regardless of how great the despair is. And when we consider life, we look at what we're drawn to. And we realize that whether we are drawn to the darkness or whether we're drawn to the light, that we can't hide from God. That our innermost being is visible. That our actions are visible. That our thoughts are visible. And to notice that God's presence is available, whether we find ourselves in the spotlight of the moment or in the shadows of backstage life. And this morning, as we spend time talking with God, the question really comes down to, will I acknowledge His presence? Whether the darkness is an area that I've tried to hide in, or whether the darkness is a path that I've stumbled down, God's desire is that I would step into the light. Light will always dispel darkness. If you've ever been on a cave tour, and I've been on several in my life, It seems like every single one, there'll be a point in this tour that they'll have everybody stand still and shut out all the lights. Now, all of the cave tours that I have taken have been well before the era of everyone having a cell phone. And it was also in an era where it was not uncommon for at least somebody in the audience in the tour to have a book of matches or a lighter. But if not, the guide would have one or the other, and there'd always be that instruction to light one single match. And when every light was out, the darkness was overwhelming. They talk about feeling the darkness, and you definitely can in the midst of a cave far underground. But as oppressive as that darkness was, once that match was lit, that darkness was not able to overcome the light. In fact, it was amazing what you could see with just that one little light. The light will always overcome darkness. And the light of the world is Jesus. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself. It has given us what we need to step out of the darkness and into the light. And it has done so even while we've been in darkness. We've not been hidden. We've not been a way that you've not had a clue where we're at. You've always known. And not only have you known, but you've been present, waiting for us to reach out, waiting for us to request the light that only you can bring, the light of Jesus. And Father, as we consider life today and the darkness that we attempt to hide in, the darkness that attempts to hide us, whether it's of our doing or whether it's something that happens within us, for those times where darkness seems overwhelming, where it seems so oppressive that we'll never get out, may we recognize that to you it's nothing. Not that it's insignificant, not that you don't care, but that your power is so much greater. The power of light is so much greater than the power of darkness that it's an easy thing for you to see us, even when we attempt to hide, even when the discouragement and despair of life begins to make us feel hidden, when we think we're all alone and we can't see our hand in front of our face. Help us to remember your promise that you're there, that you will always overcome. Father, for those times where we seek out darkness in order to attempt to hide ourselves or our actions or our thoughts, may your Spirit convict us, that we would willingly step into the light and know that whatever was going on did not go unnoticed by you. Father, for those times where the darkness overwhelms us and we've not intended to be in it, that darkness of the mind, of the spirit, of the very soul that seems unrelenting, may your Spirit comfort and encourage us with the awareness and knowledge that we're not alone, that your light is still with us. God, today, may we continue to encourage and lift up one another. May we be strengthened by the light that that shines upon us through your word. Your word, which has been called that light, that lamp to our feet and our path, helps us to know where to walk and to see that we can walk clearly without stumbling. Father, when we are in doubt, when uncertainty creeps in, when it feels like the shadows are stronger than the light, may we deliberately gaze within your word to find the light that is Jesus. And Father, as we find Jesus with us ever present, may we continually lift him up so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday Devotion and Prayer Time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.